Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Wheaton Precious Metals, ticker WPM, a major player in the precious metals streaming space. If you're looking to invest in gold and silver without the headaches of mining operations, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance and even a SWOT analysis to see where this company stands. Let's get started. So first things first, why are we talking about Wheaton Precious Metals? Well, with gold prices soaring and economic uncertainty lingering, companies like WPM are getting a lot of attention from investors looking for safe havens. WPM isn't your typical miner. They operate a unique streaming model, which we'll get into shortly. For now, just know that they've been posting some impressive numbers lately, and I'm excited to unpack whether this stock is a glittering opportunity or if there are hidden risks. If you're new here, make sure to hit that like button and subscribe for more in-depth stock analyses like this one. Let's kick things off with a quick look at who Wheaton Precious Metals is. Based in Vancouver, Canada, WPM is a streaming company, which means they don't own or operate mines themselves. Instead, they provide upfront capital to mining companies in exchange for the right to purchase metals like gold, silver, and palladium at a discounted price. It's a low-risk way to get exposure to precious metals without the operational headaches. Founded in 2004, they've built a portfolio of high-quality, long-life assets across the globe, working with some of the biggest names in mining. Their CEO, Randy Smallwood, has been at the helm for over a decade, though there's a recent transition announced with Haytham Hodaly stepping into the role while Smallwood moves to chair of the board. With a market cap of over $63 billion and just 44 full-time employees, this is a lean operation with massive scale. Now let's talk revenue. Wheaton Precious Metals has been on a tear, posting record annual revenue for 2025, according to their latest reports. For 2024, their full-year revenue came in at $1.28 billion, up from $1.1 billion in 2023. That's a solid jump, driven by strong production from their streaming agreements and higher precious metal prices. Over the past few years, they've consistently grown their top line, with revenue climbing from $861 million back in 2019 to where it is now. Their business model thrives on diversified streams, think gold, silver, and other metals from mines like Salobo, Antamina, and Peñasquito. This diversification helps them weather volatility in any single metal's price. Plus, with projects like Blackwater and Goose ramping up, they've got growth baked into the pipeline. The key takeaway here? Their revenue isn't tied to just one mine or metal, which makes their income stream more stable than traditional miners. Moving on to earnings, Wheaton just crushed it in their Q4 2025 report. They reported earnings per share of $1.22, blowing past the consensus estimate of 93 cents. Compare that to 44 cents per share in the same quarter a year ago, that's some serious growth. For the full year of 2024, their EPS was $1.17, slightly down from $1.19 in 2023, but still reflecting strong profitability with a net income of $529 million. What's driving this? Higher metal prices, increased production from key assets, and their ability to keep costs low since they don't operate mines directly. They also announced an increase in their quarterly dividend to 0.65 cents per share, signaling confidence in their cash flow. For 2025, they've already declared record dividends totaling 66 cents per share, which is a nice bonus for income-focused investors. Let's dive a bit deeper into what management had to say during their latest Q4 2024 earnings call. They highlighted record revenue and earnings, pointing to robust production growth across their portfolio. Key assets like Salobo and Antamina were called out as major contributors, and they're excited about the ramp-up at newer projects like Blackwater. Management also emphasized their strong balance sheet, minimal debt, and a hefty cash pile, which gives them flexibility for future deals. On the outlook, they're bullish on gold long-term, with CEO Randy Smallwood noting the metal's role as a hedge against uncertainty. They're also focused on sustainability, partnering with innovative companies like Cedos Water, which recently won their Future of Mining Challenge for tech that turns mining wastewater into reusable water. Overall, the tone was optimistic, with a clear focus on growth and shareholder returns. All right, let's pop the hood on their financial statements. Starting with the income statement, their gross profit margin for 2024 was an impressive 72%, showing how efficiently they turn revenue into profit. Net profit margin? A stellar 54.7%, which is rare for most industries but speaks to the beauty of the streaming model, low overheads. Looking at the balance sheet, as of the end of 2024, WPM had $818 million in cash and equivalents, up from $546 million in 2023, with total assets at $7.42 billion. Their debt-to-equity ratio is practically non-existent at 0.001, so they're not leveraged at all, a huge plus in a rising interest rate environment. Current ratio stands at 8.09, meaning they've got plenty of liquidity to cover short-term obligations. On the cash flow side, they generated over $1 billion from operating activities in 2024, though they spent heavily on investments in property and equipment to the tune of $658 million. Still, free cash flow came in at $369 million, giving them room to fund dividends and pursue growth. Return on equity is solid at 13.1%, showing they're making good use of shareholder capital. These numbers paint a picture of a financially sound company with a fortress balance sheet. Now let's talk valuation. At a current price of around $139.87, Wheaton's trailing PE ratio is sky high at 66.7, which might make you pause. But remember, this is a growth story tied to precious metals, and investors often pay a premium for stability and exposure to gold and silver. Their price-to-sales ratio is also elevated at 36.4, reflecting that high market cap of $63 billion against $1.28 billion in revenue. Looking forward, analysts peg the 25 forward PE at around 50.25, still expensive but trending lower as earnings grow. Compared to the industry average PE of 33.8 for the gold sector, WPM is trading at a premium, which could signal overvaluation or just high confidence in their future. Enterprise value sits at $65.5 billion, factoring in their minimal debt. For value investors, this might look pricey, but if you believe in a long-term bull market for gold, that premium might be justified. Let's break down Wheaton Precious Metals through a SWOT analysis to see the full picture. Starting with strengths, their streaming model is a huge advantage, low operational risk and high margins. Record revenue and earnings in 2025 show they're executing well, and their diversified portfolio across gold, silver, and palladium mitigates single metal price swings. They've also got a rock-solid balance sheet with virtually no debt. On the weaknesses side, their high valuation could be a concern. Those lofty PE ratios might deter value investors. Plus, they're dependent on the performance of third-party mines. If a partner underperforms, it hits their production. Opportunities? Gold's long-term outlook remains strong as a safe haven, and WPM is well-positioned to ink new streaming deals with their cash reserves. Their focus on sustainability, like the Cetos Water Partnership, could also win over ESG investors. Threats include volatility in metal prices. If gold or silver tanks, so does their revenue. Geopolitical risks at mine locations and competition from other streamers or direct miners could also pressure margins. Overall, they're in a strong spot, but the high valuation and external risks are worth keeping an eye on. Let's take a look at recent performance. Over the past week, WPM is up 5.9%, and over the last month, it's gained 6.4%. Zoom out to 3 months, and the stock has skyrocketed 50.95%, with a six-month gain of 61.28%. Over 1 year, it's up an incredible 114.98%, and over 5 years, a whopping 278.12%. This outperforms both the gold industry and the broader basic materials sector by a wide margin. On the chart, you can see a strong uptrend, especially over the last year, riding the wave of rising gold prices and market uncertainty. Short term, there's momentum, but with such a run-up, I'd watch for potential pullbacks, maybe a dip to key support levels if profit-taking kicks in. Long term, the trend looks bullish as long as gold stays strong. So, what's the verdict on Wheaton Precious Metals? Honestly, this is a standout in the precious metals space. Their streaming model offers a unique way to play gold and silver with less risk than traditional miners, and their financials are rock solid, minimal debt, strong cash flow, and consistent growth. The recent earnings beat and dividend hike show management's confidence, and their long-term outlook on gold aligns with broader market trends. That said, the high valuation is a sticking point. If you're a value investor, you might want to wait for a pullback. But if you're bullish on precious metals and want a stable, high-quality name, WPM could be a core holding. What do you think? Are you buying, holding, or waiting for a dip? Drop your thoughts in the comments below. And don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.